The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 9, Liberation. Chapter 7, The Descendants of King Mandata. In this chapter, the descendants of King Mandata are described, and in this connection, the history of Purukuksa and Harishchandra are also given. The most prominent son of Mandata was Ambarish. His son was Yovanashva, and Yovanashva's son was Hadita. These three personalities were the best in the dynasty of Mandata. Purukuksa, another son of Mandata, married the sister of the snakes, Sarpagana, named Narmada. The son of Purukuksa was Trasadasyu, whose son was Aranaya. Aranaya's son was Haryasva, and Haryasva's son was Purana. Her Purana's son was Tribandana, and Tribandana's son was Satyavrata, also known as Trishanku. When Trishanku kidnapped the daughter of a Brahmana, his father cursed him for this sinful act, and Trishanku became a Chandala, worse than a Shudra. Later, by the influence of Bishwamitra, he was brought to the heavenly planets, but by the influence of the demigods, he fell back downward. He was stopped in his fall, however, by the influence of Vishwamitra. The son of Trishanku was Harishchandra. Harishchandra once performed a Rajasuya Yaga, but Vishwamitra cunningly took all of Harishchandra's possessions as a dakshin contribution and chastised Harishchandra in various ways. Because of this, a quarrel arose between Vishwamitra and Vashishta. Harishchandra had no sons, but on the advice of Narada, he worshipped Varuna and in this way got a son named Rohita. Harishchandra promised that Rohita would be used to perform a Varuna Yaga. Varuna reminded Harishchandra repeatedly about this Yaga, but the king, because of his affection for his son, gave various arguments to avoid sacrificing him. Thus time passed, and gradually the son grew up. To safeguard his life, the boy then took bows and arrows and went to the forest. Meanwhile, at home, Harishchandra suffered from dropsy and because of an attack from Varuna. When Rohita received the news that his father was suffering, he wanted to return to the capital, but King Indra prevented him from doing so. Following the instructions of Indra, Rohita lived in the forest for 6 years and then returned home. Rohita purchased Suhasepa, the second son of Ajigarta, and gave him to his father, Harishchandra, as the sacrificial animal. In this way, the sacrifice was performed, and Varuna and the other demigods were pacified, and Harishchandra was freed from disease. In this sacrifice, Vishwamitra was the Hota priest, Janmadagni was the Avaryu, Vashishta was the Brahma, and Ayasva was the Udgata. King Indra, being very satisfied by the sacrifice, gave Harishchandra a golden chariot, and Vishwamitra gave him transcendental knowledge. Thus, Shukadeva Goswami describes how Harishchandra achieved perfection. Text 1. Sri Suka Vacha Mandatu Purapravaro Yo Mramrish Risha Prakritkirtita Pita Mahena Pravrito Yovanasvas Tutatsuta Haritas Tasyaputro Bun Matri Mandatri Paravara Ime. I'm not going to read the synonyms because this is another chapter where there are a lot of genealogical references and it would make it repetitive. So, translation. Shukadeva Goswami said, the most prominent among the sons of Mandata is he who is celebrated as Ambarish. Ambarish was accepted as a son by his grandfather Yuvanashva. Ambarish's son was Yuvanashva and Yuvanashva's son was Harita. In Mandata's dynasty, Ambarisha, Harita, and Yuvanashva were very prominent. Text 2. Narmada Bhatribirdata Purukutsaya Yoragai Tasyarat Satalam Nito Bhujagendra Prayuktaya. Translation. The serpent brothers of Narmada gave Narmada to Purukutsa. Being sent by Vasuki, she took Purukutsa to the lower region of the universe. Report. Before describing the descendants of Purukuksa, the son of Mandata, Shukadeva Goswami first describes how Purukuksa was married to Narmada, who was induced to take him to the lower region of the universe. Text 3. Govardhan Avidit Tatra Vadyan Vai Vishnu Shaktidrik Nagal Nabda Varasarpad Abhayam Smaratamidam. Translation. There, in Rasatala, the lower region of the universe, Purukutsa, being empowered by Lord Vishnu, was able to kill all the Gandharvas who deserved to be killed. Purukutsa received the benediction from the serpents that anyone who remembers this history of his being brought by Narmada to the lower region of the universe will be assured of safety from the attack of snakes. Text 4. Trasadasyu Purukutso Yo Narayanasya Deva Krit Haryashvas Tatsutas Tasmat Paruno Tap Tibandana. Translation. The son of Purukutsa was Trasadasyu, and whose was the father of Aran Anayanra. Anayanranya's father was Haryashva, the father of Paruna. Paruna was the father of Tribandana. Texts 5 and 6. Tasya Satravata Putras Trisankur Iti Vishruta Praptis Chandalatam Sapam Guru Kansika Tejasa Sarido Gatasvargam Avyapi Divisite Patito Vakshira Devais Tenaiva Stambito Balat. Translation. The son of Tribandha was Satyavrata, who was celebrated by the name Trishanku. Because he kidnapped the daughter of a Brahmana when she was being married, his father cursed him to become a Chandala, lower than a Shudra. Thereafter, by the influence of Vishwamitra, he went to the higher planetary system, the heavenly planets, in his material body, but because of the prowess of the demigods, he fell back downward. Nonetheless, by the power of Vishwamitra, he did not fall all the way down. Even today, he is still seen hanging in the sky, head downward. Text 7. Trishanku Kavo Harishchandra Vishwamitra Vishistayo Yan Nimitam Adbud Yudam Prasinor Bahu Varsikam. Translation. The son of Trishanku was Harishchandra. Because of Harishchandra, there was a quarrel between Vishwamitra and Vishistha, who for many years fought one another, having been transformed into birds. Purport. Vishwamitra and Vishistha were always inimical. Formerly, Vishwamitra was a Kshatriya, and by undergoing severe austerities, he wanted to become a Brahmana, but Vashishtha would not agree to accept him. In this way, there was always disagreement between the two. Later, however, Vashishtha accepted him because of Vashishtha's quality of forgiveness. Once, Harishchandra performed a yajna for which Vishwamitra was the priest, but Vishwamitra, being angry at Harishchandra, took away all his possessions, claiming them as a contribution of dakshin. Vishishtha, however, did not like this, and therefore a fight arose between Vishishtha and Vishwamitra. The fighting became so severe that each of them cursed the other. One of them said, quote, "May you become a bird," and the other one said, "May you become a duck." Thus, both of them became birds and continued fighting for many years because of Harishchandra. We can see that such a great mystic yogi as Subhari became a victim of sense gratification, and such great sages as Vashishtha and Vishwamitra became birds. This is the material world. Aparama bhuvana loka punar vitanorjana. Within this material world or within this universe, however elevated one may be in material qualities, one must suffer the conditions of birth, death, old age, and disease. Janma mritu jaravadi. Therefore, Krishna says that this material world is simply miserable. Dukhalayama shashvatam. The Bhagavatam says, padam padam yavidpadam. At every step there is danger. Therefore, because the Krishna conscious movement provides the opportunity for the human being to get out of the material world simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, this movement is the greatest benediction in human society. Text 8. So napatyo nivsinatma naradasyo padesata varuna saranam yata putra me jayatam prabho. Translation. Harishchandra had no son, was therefore extremely morose. Once, therefore, following the advice of Narada, he took shelter of Varuna and said to him, quote, "My lord, I have no son. Would you kindly give me one?" End quote. Text 9. Yadi viro maharaja tanaiva tvam yaje iti tateta varune nasya purusho jatas tu rotita. Translation. O King Parikshit, Harishchandra begged Varuna, My lord, if a son is born to me, with that son I shall perform a sacrifice for your satisfaction. When Harishchandra said this, Varuna replied, quote, let it be so, end quote. Because of Varuna's benediction, Harishchandra begot a son named Rohita. Text 10. Jatasuto hi anange nange ga mam vajasveti so bravit yada pashur niradasyat ate medio bhavet iti. Translation. Thereafter, when the child was born, Varuna approached Harishchandra and said, quote, now you have a son. With this son, you can offer me a sacrifice, end quote. In answer to this, Harishchandra said, quote, after 10 days have passed since an animal's birth, the animal becomes fit to be sacrificed, end quote. Text 11. Nirdasi chasas agatya yajasveta chata sobravit danta pashor yajjarayan atamedyo bhavet iti. Synonyms. After 10 days, Varuna came again and said to Harishchandra, quote, now you can perform the sacrifice. Harishchandra replied, when an animal grows teeth, then it becomes pure enough to become to be sacrificed, end quote. Text 12. Danta jata jajesveti saparyathata sobhavit yada patanti asya danta atamedyo bhavet iti. Translation. As when the teeth grew, Varuna came and said to Harishchandra, now the animal has grown teeth and you can perform the sacrifice. Harishchandra replied, when all its teeth have fallen out, then it is fit for sacrifice. Text 13. Dasor nipati danta tejasveti ahab sobravit yada pashor panardanta jayante ta pashu suchi. Translation. When the teeth had fallen out, Varuna had returned and said to Harishchandra, now the animal's teeth have fallen out, so you can perform the sacrifice. But Harishchandra replied, when the animal's teeth grow in again, then he will be pure enough to be sacrificed, end quote. Text 14. Purnarjata yajasveti sa pratyahata sobravit snakiko yada rajanyo tapasu suchi. Translation. When the teeth grew in again, Varuna came and said to Harishchandra, now he can perform the sacrifice. But Harishchandra then said, O king, when the sacrificial animal becomes a Kshatriya and is able to shield himself to fight with the enemy, then he will be purified. Text 15. Iti putra nuragena snena yantita chesasa kalam bachat yata tam tam uktas devas tamaksata. Translation. Harishchandra was certainly very much attached to his son. Because of this affection, he asked the demigod Varuna to wait. Thus Varuna waited and waited for the time to come. Text 16. Rohitas tad apnignaya pitu karma chikirsitam prana prepsur danars panir aranyam pratyapadyata. Translation. Rohita could understand that his father intended to offer him as the animal for sacrifice. Therefore, just to save himself from death, he equipped himself with bow and arrows and went to the forest. Text 17. Pitaram Varuna Grastam Shutva Jata Mahodaram Rohita Graman Eyadya Tam Indra Priyatas Pratyasedita. Translation. When Rohita heard that his father had been attacked by dropsy due to Varuna and that his abdomen had grown very large, he wanted to return to the capital, but Indra forbade him to do so. Text 18. Bhume Paryatanam Punyam Tirtha Kshetra Nivesh Nisevanai Rohita Yad Dishchakra Sopi Aranye Vasat Samam. Translation. King Indra advised Rohita to travel to different pilgrimage sites and holy places, for such activities are pious indeed. Following this instruction, Rohini went to the forest for 1 year. Text 19. Devam dvitiye tritiye chaturte panchame tata abhyetya bhyayata sarstaviro viprabhutva vritaha. Translation. In this way, at the end of the second, third, fourth, and fifth years, when Rohita wanted to return to his capital, King of Heaven, Indra, approached him as an old Brahmin and forbade him to return, repeating the same words as in the previous year. Text 20. Satam Sambatsaram Tatra Charvita Ruita Parim Apavrajan Aji Gartad Akiran Madhyayam Madhyamam Sutam Suna Sepam Pasum Petre Padaya Sambat Mavandata. Translation. Thereafter, in the sixth year, after wandering in the forest, Rohita returned to the capital with his father. He purchased from Ajigarta a second son, his second son named Sunakshepa. Then he offered Sunakshepa to his father, Harishchandra, to be used as a sacrificial animal, and offered Harishchandra his respectful obeisances. Purport. It appears that in those days a man could be purchased for any purpose. Harishchandra was in need of a person to sacrifice as the animal in Najaga and thus fulfill his promise to Varuna, and a man was purchased from another man for this purpose. Millions of years ago, animal sacrifice and slave trade both existed. Indeed, they have existed since time immemorial. Text 21. Tata Purusha Medhena Harishchandra Mahayasa Mukundaro Muktodaro Yajad Devan Varunadin Mahatkata. Translation. Thereafter, the famous king Harishchandra, one of the exalted persons in history, performed grand sacrifices by sacrificing a man and pleased all the demigods. In this way, his dropsy created by Varuna was cured. Text 22. Vishvam Mitra Bhavat Tasman Hota Chandvarun Atmavan Jamadagnir Abhut Brahma Vasistu Yasya Samaga. Translation. In that great human sacrifice, Vishvamitra was the chief priest to offer oblations. The perfectly self-realized Jamadagni had the responsibility for chanting the mantras from the Yajurveda. Vasishta was the chief brahminical priest, and the sage Ayasya was the reciter of the hymns from the Samaveda. Text 23. Tasmai tusta deva adadav indra satakom bayanam by mayam ratam suna shepasya mahatyam uparistat prachastyate. Translation. King Indra, being very pleased with Harishchandra, offered him a gift of a golden chariot. Sunatsepa's glories will be presented along with the description of the son of Vishvamitra. Text 24. Satyam sharam ditim dushtra sharayasya chabupyat pata Vishvamitra Brisham Prito Dadav Avi Hatam Gatim. Translation. The great sage Vishvamitra saw that Maharaj Harishchandra, along with his wife, was truthful, forbearing, and concerned with the essence. Thus he gave them imperishable knowledge for fulfillment of the human mission. Text 25 and 26. Mana Priti Vyam Tams Abhis Teja Sapo Nilenatat Ka Arke Vayum Darayam Chat Tachcha Bhutadao Tam Mahatmani Tasmin Jala Kalam Dhyatva Tayajanam Vinirdaham Hitva Tam Svena Bhavena Nirvana Shuka Sambida Aridesya Pratar Kena Tasyo Vidhvasta Bandana. Translation. Maharaj Harishchandra first purified his mind, which was full of material enjoyment, by amalgamating it in with the earth. Then he amalgamated the earth with water, then the water with fire, the fire with the air with the sky. Finally, he amalgamated the sky with the total material energy and the total material energy with spiritual knowledge. This spiritual knowledge is realization as one's self as part of the Supreme Lord. When the self-realized spiritual soul is engaged in the service of the Lord, he is eternally imperceptible and inconceivable. Thus established in spiritual knowledge, he is completely freed from material bondage. Purport. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 9th canto, 7th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, The Descendants of King Mandata, end quote.